Now we're going to talk about ways of altering blood volume. Because remember, if you want to alter blood pressure, and if you want to do it by altering cardiac output, one of the ways you could do it is you could change the amount of blood returning to the heart at the end of relaxation. So you could change the end diastolic ventricular volume. You could either put it up or put it down. So let's see how the body controls blood volume. And really, blood volume is controlled. Well, there are various ways of doing it. The kidneys can do what's called directly control blood volume. So if your blood pressure goes up, there will naturally be more blood flowing through the kidneys. They'll be filtering out more blood and you'll be losing more water. So that's kind of the direct mechanism. But let's talk about the indirect mechanisms for altering blood volume. And really, we're talking about three hormones. We've got antidiuretic hormone, we've got aldosterone, and we've got atrial natriuretic peptide. And two of these hormones are interested in increasing blood volume. And therefore, at the end of the day, if blood volume increases, probably blood pressure will increase. And the two hormones which do this are antidiuretic hormone and aldosterone. So if we consider antidiuretic hormone first, antidiuretic hormone is released by the posterior pituitary, goes to the kidneys, causes you to absorb more water, and therefore blood volume goes up, and also blood pressure will go up. It's quite straightforward. When we look at aldosterone, it's rather more complicated, as the initial stimulus is actually the decrease in blood pressure, which causes the sympathetic nervous system to release something called renin. Renin goes to the kidneys and, it's the kidneys that actually produce the renin. So the kidneys respond to the sympathetic nervous system by producing the renin. And then the renin converts something in the blood and you end up with angiotensin II. And angiotensin II then causes your adrenal cortex to produce aldosterone. So you can see it's a little bit of a chain reaction. Blood pressure goes down, stimulates the sympathetic nervous system to stimulate the kidneys to produce renin. The renin from the kidneys ends up producing angiotensin II in the bloodstream. Angiotensin II goes to the adrenal cortex, causes that to produce aldosterone. Aldosterone goes to the kidneys, and what it causes the kidneys to do is reabsorb sodium. So it's not directly reabsorbing water, it's causing it to reabsorb sodium, and then by osmosis, an increase in water reabsorption will follow. So again, this is a hormone which is going to end up increasing blood pressure. And the final hormone, atrial natriuretic peptide, this actually is produced by the atria of the heart, and it has the opposite effect. So it's going to decrease your blood volume and therefore decrease blood pressure. And again, it goes to the kidneys and it causes your kidneys to excrete more sodium. So if they lose more sodium, then water will follow and blood volume will go down and then blood pressure will follow. So remember, whenever you affect blood volume, you're going to affect blood pressure because you're really affecting cardiac output in terms of the end diastolic volume. If you increase your end diastolic volume, you increase blood pressure. If you decrease your end diastolic volume, you decrease blood pressure.